obviously, we weren't happy with the outcome. A lot of things took place on the film that we need to get corrected, but there's also some good things, too, that we can build from. But I'll just open up for questions.
Do you feel like you can still build, when you say build from, at this point in the year, 5 games left and 9 losses?
You mean to get better and improve?
Yeah,
I think we're seeing that in many, many positions. We're not there enough to get that win. And, that's what we're after. But in order to get that win, you've got to improve in some areas and get some of these corrections done.
You said last night that you didn't see your players' focus wane. And that, how concerned would you be?
Didn't see our focus. What's that?
Wane. You didn't see your guys lose focus. With now at 2-9, do you have to sort of remind them each Wednesday, hey, they're still – things to play for?
Well, I think it's hard to explain, but these guys are professionals. And, they know when you go through tough times like this, you just got to work and you just got to go through it and stay strong with one another and keep doing the things that you're doing that you believe are helping you get to a place. And if there's things not working, we got to change it. If there's things that we are doing well, we got to keep improving on it. So, they just have a different mentality than, okay, hey, we got to go in there and convince them. They're professionals. So,
human nature is for you and your staff is to wonder what's going to happen after this season. How do you put those in different compartments?
Well, I think that you can't control critics. You can't control anything other than what we can do is how we handle the circumstance and how we can handle where we're at right now. It's unfortunate that we're not where we wanted to be, but there's a lot of things that can be taking place here. A lot of, you can see improvement in a lot of area and see these guys. The way they played and the way they go after their job is impressive to me. And you just hurt because, you want those wins to come with it for the effort.
You've said before that Shad asked good questions, tough questions. What's he asking about this time of year now?
Just are you guys ready to play and, what do you think about this week?
Can you instill a sense of hope in a team that's, hey, 5 games left, but we're only 4 back, or is it just blinders?
Well, I think this team is just, when they go out and work, it's about getting a win, and then next week getting another win, and then getting another win, and going from that. So, and then it'll go back to Wednesday and say, all right, let's learn. When you analyze the film and you really study it, and you study it in all three phases, you see some things that we need to get corrected, and then you see some highlights. You see some very, very good play. And I'm talking about effort, some reading their keys, to discipline, to all these things taking place. And I think that, you build on those things, and then you look at, like I said before, the things that you need to get corrected, you got to get it corrected.
What did you see on McCoy touchdown run?
We had a couple guys that at the point of attack, and we took a little bit of the angle should be more inside out. Some things we can get it corrected, but we just had some guys. Did you see it? It's the same thing you asked me last night.
You're the coach. I'm the writer. I don't know who's in the wrong place. Was 20 in the right gap? Was 39 in the right gap? Should they have been more aggressive?
Well, I'm not going to get into so much scheme with you because that would be difficult. I'm just saying that you had two guys at the point of attack and we just didn't get it done.
How have the guys taken to the actual teaching over the last couple of weeks during this losing streak?
I think good. When you watch it on tape, you see the third down percentage is going up, the red zone's going up, the offense, we've given up 6 sacks in 4 games. So, there's things like that. I don't want to get into too much stats because – it's still about getting the win. But when you look at things like that in certain areas, you can see improvement. And defensively, same thing. I think we had 5 sacks yesterday in the game. I thought the aggressiveness that we saw, we gave up too many explosive plays. So I think 3 explosive plays on the day.
Malik had a couple of sacks. What was he able to do to get that kind of pressure?
Well, one was, just effort. And another one, we had him kind of spy. And then when he saw him scramble, he made a great open field play. So, I think when you watch that play, usually we say big men running show up on tape. That's a classic example. He was running in the open field, took good leverage, and made a play.
Yeah, it seemed like he was active, well away from where he lined up. There was one where he almost had Taylor rolling out, and there was another one where I think he was like 30 yards down from
right.
Jason McCoy. How good was that to see?
It is. I think that's what, when we talk about effort that you see on tape, and the energy guys are putting forth. So when you have that kind of effort, that's something that you say, all right, that part's taken care of. These other things are what we need to get corrected, but that is a highlight.
You said said you don't want to talk scheme. Tashaun said after the game that he and Ramsey were in that same gap. We're in the same gap on that 75-yard run, and that that shouldn't have been the case. Can you at least confirm that he's correct in saying that?
Well, it's a D gap, okay? It's a D gap running play where it cut back. Corner's on the outside fitting of the D gap, and the safety is the inside fitting of the D gap. So if they became on both on the outside of the D gap, then they're wrong. But it's the D gap. You know, so I don't know if that that helps you. It's a D gap running play that cut back in there, and you got two guys on the outside and the inside of the D gap.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, I know, that's what I say. I don't want you want to get into scheme.
We're not trying to make it. I mean, somebody screwed up, right?
Yeah, we missed a tackle there.
You didn't even get close to missing a tackle, though. Yeah. I mean, they both had like fingertip on.
Ramsey was the only one that really got reasonably close, and even that wasn't a
great shot. Okay. So they just once they you know they're coming outside in, inside out. You just constrict it, and you come up and you make a tackle. You're talking about the first play of the second half.
Yeah. Well, it didn't. I'll just move on to the last touchdown. Was Cyprian too far off to start that play, or was the coverage cover two?
It was a coverage what?
Was it a cover two like some of the guys said, or what?
No. He's got outside leverage on. He plays him with outside leverage, and if he does a seven cut, he stays outside him. If he breaks it flatter, he came underneath him and made a great play. He broke it a little bit flatter, and you know we got to come back, keep outside leverage on him, make the play. He made a good play.
It seems like the special teams unit is constantly having the same issues over and over again. How frustrating is that for you?
Well, the coverage part of it, that's what we were talking in there as we go through all of it. You know, there's the number of big plays that are happening on the punt return, with our punt coverage. You know, there's plays where you see touchbacks. You see where it's inside the 20, and it goes out of bounds. But then when they do actually have a chance to catch it and returning, how are we doing? And we're giving far too many big plays up on that.
Was electing the punt again. Is that usually a no-brainer?
Well, I think you can look at it now and say, we shouldn't have done it now knowing what happened. But I think at the time, there's a couple things I think that are warranted for you to ask. One, the punt team is tired, could be tired, and they got to go down there and cover again. The punter just got hit, and how is he going to be able to handle just getting hit and punting it? I think those are all good questions. I failed to go and talk to Brad and say, hey, how you doing, after just getting hit. He seemed to be fine. He shook it off, and he's ready to go. But you're hoping that, to have a drive start on the 40-yard line with a minute, 20 seconds, 30 seconds left, and one timeout, when we have a chance to, with Brad, hit a 60-yarder with hang time. We had one later in the game, 60-yarder, hang time, fair catch, and we're good. Just to put them back at the 20 or 25. To punt it again, that punt, even though it was a long return, took 14 seconds. So let's say another punt takes 10 seconds off. So I think you're weighing it like that. But, looking back at it, when they got a great return on us, the first return, there was guys there too, and they had a 16-yard return, and we had guys that didn't make the play. So if I looked at that and said, we're failing to make a play with guys in close quarters, looking back at it, yeah, I'd rather not have him start the drive in the 20s.
Is it hard to trust a punt returner when he's muffing punts as much as Rashad is?
Well, yeah, that's why Brian Walters went in, and Rashad got hurt too, but Brian Walters did a good job, I think, coming in. It's a challenging task, but they've got to be able to do it.
You were making the switch regardless of the injury?
After the second one.
You had a conversation with Miles Jack because he seems totally bewildered as to why he got those illegal formation penalties. At least that was his answer in the locker room yesterday. He said he had no idea.
Yeah, he thought he was close enough to intersecting, but and when he felt when he looked across and he saw that, he thought he was in good shape, but they saw it differently. But he felt he was, so.
Rashad's mind okay? Is he correct?
Well, part of it was. No, I mean, I'm sure he's frustrated over the fact that he knows he's very capable of doing it, and then he had a couple like that take place, so I'm sure he's not pleased about it, But, I know he's got some injuries he's dealing with, too. After that, the decision was, but never got to making a decision because, they told us he was out.
How much did Ivory going down and change your plan of attack? Seems like you were gashing pretty good earlier.
Well, he was on a pretty good roll. I think he was running very good, and we'd like to have him for the whole game. But, you know, the injury happened, and, you know, even with TJ was about 75%, you know, in calculations, I don't know how that works, but he wasn't full. And, you know, between him and Denard, I thought they did a good job, admirable job standing up for him and playing. But, yeah, Chris Ivory, we thought, was playing really well at the time he got hurt.
Back to Malik, have you sensed any frustration on his part this year? He's played well, it seems like. But he's going from a guy that won a Super Bowl ring
to now. Yeah, I won't say it's easy for him. I think he's battling that part where it's difficult. But not in a negative way, just, God, you know, it's hard. It's hard. Yeah, you know, how can you argue with that? It is hard. But, you know, he's just constantly trying to find other ways that this is straining on him, and he wants to be a positive influence and lead. And I said, just, you know, do it by your actions first. And, you know, the other stuff will come. But he still challenges guys in practice. And, you know, so I've learned to appreciate him a great deal. But is it frustrating? Yeah, it's frustrating for everybody in that locker room. You know, it's a talented team that you see play very hard and playing well at times and seeing progress, but still not enough to get the win.
You know? $90 million. How has he played?
What's that?
How has he played overall in your eyes?
I think he's done very well. Very well for us.
Looking back over the fourth down play, now that you got a chance to digest,
yeah.
Should
have called a timeout.
Would you want Blake to make that call on the field right away?
Well, he has that ability, but you know, I saw it. He looked over. They came up and looked like it was going to be a cover zero blitz. He came up. He checked it. He made a signal to the outside. Came back. Looked up at the clock. Put his head down. Took the snap with about 3 seconds left. You know, and at that time, when I saw all that and felt all that, I saw him look at the clock. There was a couple other times where it got right before zero, and he snapped it. And I felt like that was going to happen. It delayed a little bit, but looking back at, yeah, I take responsibility for that. Should have called a timeout. We had 2 timeouts at that time. It doesn't matter how many timeouts you have. In a critical situation like that, to keep it in that down a distance where it's manageable would have been great, looking back at. So I take full responsibility for that.
Play that you checked to, was it like the perfect?
We felt like it was a good check.
Was the play late getting in?
I know there was one or two that we had where it was a personnel thing, but that's pretty normal. I don't know if it was on that play.
Last week, Jalen said that he was kind of over getting asked the same question over and over again. Are you starting to feel that fatigue after the way this losing streak's kind of gone?
Well, I think all the questions are appropriate. I think sometimes I want to make sure to help you do your job, but I don't know how to answer it to give you what you need. I think there's a coach's perspective. We look at it, and I understand the questions, but, you know, I don't know what else I can do to help you, you know, with just like the play that they ran for 75 yards, or, you know, I think there's other plays. There's things that I thought was very good that we haven't done in other weeks in a game that we put in the game plan. And we didn't run much on third down other weeks. We put that in. I thought that was a good decision. We did some other things as far as what we keyed versus their run game. I thought it was a really good decision. So, but, you know, if you talk about those, then I can give you different answers, I guess.
Well, one of the positive things is you're a top 10 in red zone offense now. 8 of the last 10 with Nate. What's been the key to getting into the end zone?
Well, I think that, I think when it comes down to the red zone, it's accuracy and timing are big factors in it, and then making plays. Hearns, they made a check at the line of scrimmage. Great effort by him. If you watch that play, Marquise Lee cut the guy in the end guy in the line of scrimmage or in the corner. Allen Robinson strained on his block. Allen Hearns stayed inbound, strained to get in the end zone. So those are the plays that I look at and see about effort and strain and how this team and their spirit on the field. And when I see that, I say, that's great. We didn't see that initially. And I think they always had it in them, but I'm starting to see them figure it out more, how important these things are, the strain part of it. So I thought that was cool.
Were you disappointed that Bortles did not throw ahead of the sticks on 4th and 9, or did you just feel that, you know, they got to be about 3-4 seconds and the ball just had to go out and hope Marquise.
Yeah, I'd have to look at it, Gene, the timing. You know, I know there's routes downfield, but, you know, it might have been where he came down to his, you know, second or third option. And Marquise has made plays, you know, on shallow crosses before utilizing his speed. So it was just tough. They had a good edge set on there, and he was trying to outrun it, and they made a play. It would have been a great call on fourth and four. I go back and I take responsibility for it.
What do you think of the young tight ends? How do you
think they I thought they did good. They all have different roles. Neil Sterling had a couple big plays. Ben had a nice catch. Alex did a good job on the backside. I think that, you know, his big thing is effort. You're going to see him really strain. And it plays that will go unnoticed by, you know, unless you're watching film real close. So I thought all three of those guys did a really good job for stepping in.
He's had, I think, six drops this year, had one last year. Are you seeing anything different on tape from him or in practice?
No, so I think sometimes when you try so hard, I have not talked to him about it, but I know that he wants it so bad. And, you know, just like that touchdown play, I think there's nothing going to stop him from getting in the end zone. And I think sometimes when you do that, you press and it can happen. I don't know if that's what took place on that play, whether he took his eyes off of it, he felt an open field, but, you know, there's, you know, Marquise dropped one and, you know, and then he makes other plays. There's, you know, they're players and they make plays, and unfortunately, we may not make some plays that we need.
Speaking of receivers who might be frustrated, what has to happen for Allen Robinson to have a pass interference called against him? Is he able to, like, get an open wound or arm ripped off or something?
I don't know. I think, you know, you got to just overcome those plays. You know, if that does take place, you got to be good enough to overcome it.